a bite-sized chunk of your favourite show, the Tom, Lingy and Loggy podcast.
Mate, we called you on Friday on your RDO, and I'm very sorry, but we were worried about you just for your, how you were feeling, your emotional state, given that overnight on Friday, Thursday night into Friday morning, we found out that Queen Elizabeth II had passed away.
Yeah, it was very sad. And I found out by your message, which was good of you to let me know. Thank you for that. Yeah, it was funny. I've watched a lot of the coverage on it and the reaction from leaders right across the world. So, it's been emotional. It's funny, Friday night I was working at the game, the Melbourne-Brisbane game, and I park on the other side of the Botanical Gardens and just walk through. Mm-hmm. Do that every time. And I hadn't even clicked, but the path I walk along goes past Government House, right in the middle of the Botanical Gardens. And there were people everywhere lined up along there, going there to lay flowers. And there's now hundreds, thousands of bouquets of flowers along that that garden strip where the road leads up to the gates at Government House. So it's had a big impact on a lot of people. My mum got really upset. She loves Queen Elizabeth II, just for what she stood for and how she's held herself over so many years. And now we've got a king, King Charles III, and that's even brought Wills and Harry back, well, somewhat reunited, which is nice.
The four of them walking together-ish.
Yeah, there's still a little bit of ish to go through. King Charles III has got some big, big decisions to make. I think the fact if he can reunite that group, that'd be fantastic. Mm. But also what he does with his brother, which I think...
Please put him in the bin.
Well, yeah, and I think Prince William's been really clear on that. He has no desire to see him back in
but
the royal fold.
But Andrew's got the corgis.
They won't judge him. They won't. They don't know any
Someone
better.
Someone save the corgis. Who knows what will happen?
Hopefully the corgis, when they find Prince Andrew just lying, they can just devour his,
his face.
So, just back to Friday night. So you walk past Government House on the way there. Do you take a different route back or do you walk straight past Government House back to your car after the game?
No, I come back the same way.
So just, and then weirdly... You got home and for the first time in how many years you had a bunch of flowers for Dodsy. You're like, here, babe, look what I bought you. I've got a whole car full of them.
Now,
why didn't I think of that?
Hey, how do we feel about this public holiday, just quickly, that's coming up?
Neither here nor there for me. I imagine small business owners would be
I find it annoying, and I also think... If you're going to do a public holiday, do it on a Monday. Do you know what I mean? I know it's not for that or whatever, but it's like, oh, yeah, and we're going to have a Thursday as well. Like, there's so many different things that go into it. I don't know.
But they're doing it because the Friday is already a public holiday in Victoria.
And it shouldn't be a public holiday.
No.
Because it sucks and it makes no sense. And people that want to go to the parade will organise with their workplaces to go anyway. So that whole public holiday thing.
The parade that is now boats down the Yarra, which I have my own thoughts on.
Is that what's happening this year? Is that happening? Yeah. Ah, good.
Okay. So it's going to be, an extra long weekend, Thursday, Friday, Sunday, Sunday.
Boats down the Yarra this year.
It's going to be hard to interview the players in the back of the boats. Are you going to have a snorkel? You'll be a little scuba gear, a little paddle over there, with your microphone?
Yeah, I have no idea the logistics of it. Even how close you get. That was the cool thing. You were really close to the cars in the crowd.
Yeah, now they're like, but we'll do a public holiday. What are your thoughts on it?
Well, I think, I'm neither here nor there, but I think a lot of people be like, awesome, 4-day weekend, extra public holiday. But those same people are outraged that Parliament is taking 2 weeks off and it's like one of those old traditions. All these old traditions are coming, rules and stuff are coming out of the woodwork because it hasn't happened for 70 years. But the Parliament being put on pause for 2 weeks, I saw that and was like, these guys are taking the and 2 weeks off because of the Queen. Like, come on.
So they're not like, oh, no.
Do a minute silence and get on with running the country. Exactly. But then you can't say that and then be like, but I will take my public holiday.
Won't be taking a public holiday, so it doesn't.
Oh, really?
We work public holidays sometimes. It depends. Actually, is Lee on the roster
now? Better check
the
fine print.
Lee's on the roster.
One thing, though, is people on a public holiday think, I'll go out for brekkie and cafe and everything like that. A lot of cafes won't open on a public holiday because it's just too expensive to pay the wages.
Or they'll just put the 30% surcharge on customers.
So. Mate, inflation, 70% surcharge.
That's for lettuce.
Thanks, Elizabeth. Anyway, all right, so, yeah, look, I'm glad to hear you're okay.
Yeah, I am. Oh, she was incredible. So much respect for what she did. I know she had a life of privilege and everything like that, but she still dedicated her entire life to service to try and help her country be the best it could be. So I think she was a wonderful leader.
There you go.
Want more of that gear? Just tune in weekdays from 6 on K-Rock 955 or at krock.com.au. That's where you go for more Tom Lingy and Loggy Gold.
I need some clarification around a term that I've only just heard in the last 24 hours. I've never, ever, ever come across this, but it sounds like it's a phenomenon around the world. Have you both heard of quietly quitting?
Yes.
Yeah, but I don't really, I've read it, but I don't really know what it is.
Okay.
Referred to, but then I move on with my life.
Okay, Log, I'm going to need a lot of help from you on this one.
All right.
Okay, so I read it as part of an article on all the drama surrounding Don't Worry, Darling, the movie.
Yes, yes, which has been in the headlines a lot.
Yes, is that the Harry Styles, everything that was going on there?
Olivia Wilde, Florence Pugh, Christopher Pine.
So Florence Pugh has been everyone's saying, well, she's quietly quit. And by that is with the promotion of the film. So quietly quitting, according to this that I'm reading here, is the phenomenon of still doing your job but doing it a whole lot less. Basically, not overworking yourself and doing the absolute bare minimum. I can
You heard of that one before, Tom?
Recently. Yeah. No, just, you know, just when you move into sort of really mid to lower level management, you all of a sudden realise, you know.
There's quietly quitting going on.
Well, no, not saying it's going on here, but you speak to people and they're like, oh, this is what's going on. You're like, oh, really? Wow. Okay. I didn't even know that was a thing. So
is this seriously a thing that's going
around? Okay, so basically I'm pretty sure this came off someone on TikTok and they just said, I'm quietly quitting. So I am going to still go to my job every day, but I'm not going to extend myself anymore. This person just felt like their workplace wasn't giving them enough. So they're like, okay, well, I'm just going to do the bare minimum and I'm going to come into work every day. But once 5 o'clock's done, I'm out. And you know how sometimes workplaces can ask a little bit extra and you do it, right? But this person's like, no, I'm literally doing the bare minimum. I'm not exerting myself because I want my life to be lived outside of work and I don't want to be living to work.
But also the work's not workplace. The employer's not giving them enough.
Yeah, pretty much. So then this whole phenomenon came out where people were quietly quitting. So instead of actually quitting your job, you just...
So instead of going, how about when I turn up to work, I do the best job I possibly can and really bring others along for the journey and together we work and produce this incredible product or this wonderful service.
Take pride in my work and give myself, I'm not getting paid enough, we'll give myself every opportunity to be paid more
whether it's by my
current workplace or a competitor or something like that. Yeah. But that doesn't seem to be the attitude these days, does it?
So it is a case of, well, I turn up, I still get paid, but I'm pretty much going to do not much.
It's not like, it's like the whole working to live v live to work, like I said. You know what I mean? Like it's like they're just going in to do the bare minimum and their focus is not on the 9 to 5, it's on everything else outside of work. Where a lot of us get in that trap of literally being like work, 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 because where we spend the majority of our lives.
So are we saying this is a good thing?
I don't think it's a good thing.
No.
I can tell when people are half-assing it. And, you know, there's been situations in previous roles where I've been like, hey, okay, for example, people that come to work right on the minute that they start, right? And they're like, well, that's what time I get paid. I'm like, yeah, I know, I get that. Yeah. But I'm the type of person that's like, I get to work like half an hour before, you know, depending on the role or whatever. If you can, I understand not everyone can, and I get that. Don't come for me, but it's just like, that's just the way that I was. It's the WOG guilt as well, I guess. I couldn't quietly quit.
It sounds like this movie that Florence Pugh was working on, it was a reasonably toxic sort of setup.
Oh,
there's a heap of stuff going on. But she's taken it to a whole new level where she didn't do a single formal interview or join the rest of the cast on any panels. But even during the standing ovation that they received, she sauntered off before the clapping stopped So couldn't even remain standing for
Do you know what? Nah, I stand. I am a Florence Pugh fan for this because I think
whole different topic.
No,
here, Tommy.
I think because when you said toxic
now
and stuff,
I'm scared.
When you said toxic and stuff, I think she's like, okay, I'm going to do what I signed up to do, and I'm going to do it. But all the little extras and stuff, you're not going to get from me.
Gonna distance.
So
myself.
she has stayed quiet. She could have come out and talked about this and thrown mud. Mud's been thrown her way, and she is just taking it on the chin, doing what she needs to do, and doing it with class.
Quietly quitting in a good way.
Well, I wouldn't say that she's quietly quitting. I don't know. I think
that's
she's just
what this article's saying.
Yeah,
doing
well,
the bare minimum.
You didn't know what quietly quitting was 5 minutes ago.
The Tom, Lingy and Loggy podcast. Direct from krock.com.au. The latest news. The latest fashion. This is what's trending.
A day on the green always bring the goods, and we are getting Sting coming to Geelong here for a day on the green. So this is going to be pretty exciting. The Police toured back in 2008, and look, I've never seen Sting live. Have either of you seen?
No, I have not.
Mm-hmm.
Here's what he sounds like, if you're wondering. There's no hook, so just strap yourselves in, guys. This is 4.5 minutes worth of
is it?
Probably take 3.5 minutes to get to the chorus.
Are you sure it's not Kenny G?
Do you know what you can
do? This is from your late night playlist.
What
isn't
song
it?
Is this one?
If I ever lose my faith in you, you'll know the chorus when it finally gets there.
Kalia.
I'm turning your microphone off. Anyway.
Probably bigger songs of theirs you could have gone with?
Oh, yeah, certainly if I search Police, but I search Sting, that's where we are, right? That's life.
First time in nearly 7 years. Next year he'll be here and be playing classics such as that one. I imagine. Is that your favourite? Seriously, or is it just?
If I ever lose my faith in you, what are you talking about? I imagine.
No, I'm saying.
Oh, you imagine he will. Yeah. No, the big one.
One of my favourite ones is the one he sings on The Simpsons. Sending our love down the well. Anyway.
If you want good singing, tune in to Sting at Day on the Green.
25th of Feb, Mount Denis Estate. A Day on the Green member presale, 11 a.m. Tuesday the 13th September. That's tomorrow. The general public tickets go on sale, 11 a.m. Friday the 16th of September. That's this Friday.
Get ready to get tantric, Geelong.
You're going to have to be very flexible at the concert because you're going to think he's going to play that song that you really want him to play and it's going to be like, here it comes, here it comes. The song's about to start. It's going to start the song that I really want to hear. Going to really start the song. It's going to start and then he's going to stop it and you're going to be like, oh, God. Okay, maybe in 15 minutes he'll play that song that I want to hear. And then 15 minutes later, you'll be like, he's going to play. No? Stay up to date with everything trending. krock.com.au.
Tom, Lingy and Loggy. Listen live weekdays at 6 a.m. on KROQ 955 or online at krock.com.au.
All right, Friday night I was out and about and then I was driving home. I went to the Bowen Club Friday night. We had a little party there and then we had, I kind of wrap things up early because I get tired, right? Jimmy's at home in Ocean Grove. And as I was driving home, I'm like, do you want me to pick something up for dinner? I'm not really hungry. I don't know, whatever. What do you want? And he's like, yeah, you know what? Go get me some Maccas. I'm like, I can do that. So actually it's just up from a massive billboard with your head on it, Lingy. You what? And a fake child going for a surf.
Yes, true.
Is that supposed to be your child or just a child? Like
just having a chat to somebody walking along the beach.
Oh, I wouldn't be talking to strange children, mate.
Yeah.
On the beach especially.
Especially in that wetsuit that they got you in.
Stand up paddleboarding, are we?
Orlando Bloom, sir.
This is just taking a real turn, this story. How did it come back to me?
Yeah. Anyway.
Well, your head's on a billboard, so.
So I was at Kingston Village there and there's a Macca's there, okay? And the line, think Friday night about 7:45.
No, huge.
Ish, right?
Yeah.
The line for the cars is huge, even though they got the double lane.
Yeah.
Drive through, but really. Anyway. So I thought, oh my God, I'm going to treat myself and I'll go inside. When's the last time I've been inside a Macca's?
Mm.
Couldn't even tell you, right? So I thought, I'm going to park the car and go actually inside. And when you go inside, it might be different now, depending what Macca's you go to, but this one you meet it with all of those screens that it's like, yeah, hey, order all your stuff here because we don't want to talk to anyone.
Yeah. Yeah. Serve yourself.
Serve yourself. Now, I'm not sure if you can say, nah, I prefer to talk to someone. I don't know. Yeah, I guess you can. But yeah, it looked like there was maybe one counter.
One register, yeah.
One register. So I was like, beep, boop, beep, 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 right? And then...
Were you making the sound effect?
In my head.
Just like that?
In my head. In my head. Now, apparently Macca's is the place to be for Gen Z on a Friday night, okay? The place was full of kids / teenagers, all right?
Okay.
Twins. And I... Huh?
Tweens.
Well, that's a bit young.
Gen Z, yeah.
To be out on a Friday night.
Isn't tweens between kids and teenagers?
Yeah, like 11 and 13. You're letting Max going to be at Macca's at Kingston, wherever?
Yeah.
What age are you talking?
Would you let your fake kid on the beach be at Macca's?
That's the next billboard up, that he's just sad at Macca's because Lee's left him there. Yeah. No, I'm talking teenagers, sorry. Okay. Like, yeah, it's teenagers. So
gotcha.
14 to, I don't know.
17.
17, right? And the beep, bop, boop, boop thing didn't work. It like worked, but then it didn't print out a receipt. So then I'm like, did it work or did it not work? Yeah. I don't know. I didn't catch a number in time. Mm. And there's nothing that's gone through my bank account. Ugh! So then I had to go around and use another one. And as I was using it, there's all these boys there. And they're just like, and they're all like banging into each other. And I'm like, okay. So if I get hit, right, number one, I'm terrified I'm going to be made a TikTok. I'm going to be someone's just going to be filming me like, look at this loser at the beep bop machine. Like,
and she keeps calling it a beep bop machine.
Yeah, I know, right? I was so stressed. I was just like, I know I don't belong here. Just get in, get out. Just let's do this. And then so the boys were behind me and they were like, hitting each other. Like, so I'm like, okay, Lauren, if they hit you, what are you going to do? You're going to turn around and be like, oi! Or you're going to turn around and be like, no, it's fine. I love it. I love being in Macca's. And I was so stressed. So I got my thing and then I went right into the corner and I was waiting for my order. And then they called out what I had, but I had bought previously, but the receipt didn't print out. So then I'm like, oh, God. Now I've got to say, well, this is my food, but then I also spent another $15 on other food.
You've double ordered.
I've double ordered. And then the boys are standing there, literally doing their own thing. But I just assume that they're like...
laughing at you,
And they're standing around and their pants are really big. And I'm like, I was once like you. I was once like you, but you can't see that now. You just see me as a loser. And it's sad. And I was scared. And I'm never going into a Macca's again.
I just really want to reach over and give your brain a cuddle.
Yes.
It's okay.
Yeah, and whisper to it, rest. Yeah. Rest. You've worked very hard. Far too hard.
Tom, Lingy and Rocky. Why don't you get this podcast again sometime? And listen on air at KROQ 955 weekday mornings from 6.